Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly because I'm not sure if I'll ever be black enough. I'm Nandi Kate.
And I'm Vance Go.
Well.
What?
I don't know. I might not be black enough because who is? Because who is black enough?
What's the suggestion today?
Today's suggestion is the constant pledging of black fi, black, for our black listeners.
Black, black, far black. A fictional fraternity of blackness that has zero members. Similar to computing an individual's niggerithms, the requirements to join are unknowable. Even the blackest among us have not been inducted into this secret fraternal order. That is to include Marcus Garvey, Harriet Tubman, and Tiffany New York Pollard.
Black by black, how to get in, it's unknowable. Not even the blackest among us has gotten right. in.
Well, it feels like the goalpost is always moving. Like, it's like, yeah, like, it's just like you feel secure one day and the next thing is like, oh, you like sugar on your grits. And then,
well,
you know, and then,
all of a sudden someone's saying you're not black because of that.
Yeah, and it's like, well, what the fuck is that? Yeah, so yes, exactly. The goalpost is always moving. It's very nebulous. It's ill-defined.
Mm-hmm.
What it means to be a card-carrying member,
right? Of the black community. And do we think we get the card like right when you're born, and then it's taken? Like, do you get the card after, like, when they fill out black on the birth certificate? Then you get the card.
I think so. I personally like to believe if your mom is black, you
oh, I like that.
You get it.
Isn't
that how the Jewish people do it?
That is how they do it. They pass down their lineage through the mother. And hey, if we look at our own community, we may do the same.
It's right there.
It may be us doing the same.
I know what you're saying.
Members
of our own family. I know what you're saying.
That's correct. That's right. Yeah, it's rare that you see like a super pro black. Anyway, this isn't the biracial episode. So let's not get too deep in the weeds about passing down lineage through one parent or another. I think we're talking about just capital B. I guess we can include lowercase b's as well. Are we including if blacks as well, lowercase blacks? I've recently heard this phrase.
Look at us revoking cards.
Yes. No, it's not. Your card's not revoked because you have a lower B card. It's just a different kind of card.
It's another card. It's a secret. Not secret, but just a different card.
It's just a different
one. You
get
less powers, less privileges.
I didn't say that. Vance said that, not me. Now, Vance.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had your black card taken, and for what?
All the time. Okay, so I think it might be an interesting, right? Like, you know, we both like anime. I feel like that was kind of a thing, but I don't know. I personally have adopted the framework that you cannot take my black card. Like, it's impossible. Like, you'd have to pry it from my cold nigger hands.
Amen.
So because of that, I'm like, I don't subscribe to that anymore. But I feel like when I was a teenager, it was very like, oh, you like, I mean, we talked about like the concept of talking white. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Or acting white. I don't subscribe to that unless you're like the type of person that don't like black people.
I mean, there is acting white, right? Like,
right.
So the things we're talking about, right? I also got accused of talking white. Acting white when I was growing up. Mostly people said I acted white because of the way I spoke, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine. I always hung out with the niggers. You would never see me in a group full of whites, right? So, like, no matter what they say, you could catch me around my people. I've never acted white ever. But there are some people who do act white. Some people pander to the whites. Some people do everything for the gaze of the whites. And I do maybe think that is acting white. If you do things because you think white people have the right idea, which is wild. They don't have lips.
That's almost never true.
They don't even have lips. You trust these people?
Right. How are they drinking?
To follow anything? No. But some people do act white. Candace Owens. That's why her Insta broke off like that.
Right. No. Well, we talked about this a lot online. Like, the ancestors are like, when you act a certain way, the ancestors will literally harm you. Like, they're going to, like, pull your hair. For, you know, the anime black, the adult anime black men that are like black bitches, those dudes, their hairline, you can see it in the hairline. I'm like, well, it looked like your ancestors already answered the question for us. Like, it looked like your ancestors don't like you. So you need to figure that out when you come over here. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, the idea of acting white. Well, OK, when it happens, I feel like for a lot of us, it happens in childhood, like when we're teenagers and, you know, little kids. I don't expect kids to, like, have any type of foundation where they could kind of, like, the nuance, you know, the nuance of the right. conversation to be like, right. hey, you're not acting white. You're, you know, so I right. like, not to say I get it when kids are like that. I just don't expect kids to be coming.
Kids are stupid. It's okay. They're kids dumb. Are stupid. Yeah.
But as you get older, you have to kind of understand that, like, kids are stupid. And, like, kids were saying dumb shit because, like, they don't know how to read. Like, actually. So then, like.
Literally.
You can't yourself become, like, someone that don't fuck with no black people at all because you were teased when you. And the thing is, like, depending on where you grew up. I grew up in Fresno. Everybody got teased.
No, like, person escaped teasing. When I was in first grade. There was this boy named Keyshawn, and he used to call me Naughty by Nature because he couldn't say my name. And Naughty by Nature was a popular group at the time because OPP was out. Right? This is...
That's kind of funny.
When I was in middle school, some boys started calling me Poonani. Like, I have... There's no escaping, right? No level of escaping. Just disgusting stuff. Kids are stupid. Hey. Do you think I spent all night thinking about that? Do you think I said, ew, black men were mean to me and they said I had nappy hair? I did have nappy hair. Now I like that I have, guess what? I had hair. Guess what? I still do. And so these are the good things that I'm always, like, really happy about. And I remain black. Also, I'm Southern, baby. They don't make them blacker than me. I'm black and I'm from the deep South. It's like, get out of here. Leave me alone. I eat chitlins. You cannot out-nigga me.
You could keep the chitlins, but I do eat.
Sure. I will. Don't worry.
We've talked about the gizzards, no?
Yes, I eat gizzards as well. Sean loves gizzards.
I lemon pepper my gizzards and I put chipotle, honey chipotle.
Wait, do you fry them though? Like batter them and fry them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Let me hear.
I didn't grow up eating fried gizzards.
Okay,
no, I grew up on fried gizzards. I grew up eating fried gizzards, but my mom used to, like, just put them in, like, teriyaki. Like, almost okay. like a soup. And it was, like,
I never had that before.
Murky looking, but now I do it just, like, but gourmet. Because, you know, I'll be cooking.
You be cooking?
No, so I just boil them for a long time to get them soft, and then I take them off and, like, fry them up. And then whatever sauce I put on them, I put on them.
Oh, interesting. In the wok. So you just do them, like, in the wok or whatever in a little skillet? Cute.
And then I niggify them. So then I put, like, the lemon pepper or the chipotle honey or whatever.
Come on, niggify. You know?
And then I eat them at my house by myself in the comfort of my home. And it's so nice.
Ain't it? No one's there.
It is. Because, you know, if you say, hey, I eat gizzards, a bunch of niggas going to come on, foot to you to tell you how, like, that's not.
I eat chitlins, so I don't think you really actually understand what it's truly like to truly be under the gun of hate from all blacks, from all sides.
No hate for me. I just will let you do it. Because I grew up eating chitlins.
You just don't like them.
I generally enjoyed it. Yeah, just not. And then, like, chicken feet, too. I can't.
I've never been a chicken feet type of person. I would feed my dog chicken feet. All right, so... What are some things you can get your black card taken for? We talked about a few things like acting white. There's some other things.
There's a viewing list. There's a secret viewing list of movies that if you ain't seen it, you're going to have some problems with the community. Last night, I was at a Halloween situation, and one of the people there was dressed as, what's our good sis? Angela Bassett from Waiting to Exhale.
Nice. Someone didn't know.
I get the references because I exist on the internet and I'm black. But also, I have not seen that movie in 20 years, maybe more.
I watched it recently. It's a fucking banger. It's directed by Forest Whitaker. It's so beautiful. It holds up. Yeah, it holds up so well. It's so good.
Yeah, so initially I didn't recognize the lingerie situation. And then when I told them, I haven't seen it. They almost banished me from the space. Like, it was that bad. So
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of feel them, but
see,
just a little. I wouldn't banish you because I know most of this list you've seen, so I wouldn't banish you on one.
Temptations or Five Heartbeats. I feel like it's like an Apple or Android thing there. You're either.
I think you should see both. One is a fictional band, you know.
I have seen both, but the real life band one is the one that is in my spirit, in my heart forever.
It's so funny because Leon's in both.
Yes, he's the same character. Just yeah. Like
he's David Ruffin in both of them.
Yeah, yes. He's crackhead. He's fine ass. Super talented crackhead that is so wayward. That's what they do. Crackheads. Yeah. Talented. Yeah, they be talented and wayward.
Yeah.
Friday, of course.
Of course.
The trilogy.
Of course.
Harlem Nights.
Of course. Now, really? I feel like this one is interesting because as we're like in the kind of Gen Z, Gen Alpha, right? Like, Harlem Nights is from like my dad. When my dad was young, Harlem Nights came out. So let's see, what year did Harlem Nights come out? 1989.
Yeah.
A year after I was born, right? 1 year after I was born. That was a movie my dad, my mom both watched. These are like classic ass comedy. I mean, Richard Pryor, come on. I don't think the kids are getting their black cards taken over Harlem Nights these days.
Red Fox, Della Reese.
Woo! Sunshine. My pinky toe.
Look, violence against black women. Never okay.
How dare
they? We did all laugh then. Belly.
A banger. Only need to see that once. It's not very good.
Right, same. Love and Basketball. The love that y'all, I don't know if you're included, but the proverbial y'all have for that violent ass.
It's like, it's a good movie. It's just like the characters, like Omar Epps' character, the way he was like, I'm about to die, but I will dunk on your head and kill you before I let you win my love.
Crossing her over with the
truly.
I'll call it a horror movie.
It is a horror. It's like a romantic horror.
Yeah, it's my favorite horror movie. Like, I give y'all that, but like classic love. Same with Baby Boy.
Oof.
It's a horror movie. Snoop Dogg is the villain. Well, actually, Jody.
Tyrese is the villain. Yeah, I'm like, Jody is Tyrese. And now Tyrese himself. I'm not taking that back. Jody was the villain. Now Tyrese, the actual person, is the villain.
He could have that.
That's fine. Okay, so some other things that I was talking about we could get our black cards taken are one, not knowing how to play certain card games. Oof. Spades. You have to pledge to learn how to play spades. How did you learn how to play spades?
Why would you ask me that on the air? So I do
know how to play spades. You don't know how to play
spades. Shut up. No. It's an Apple Android thing for me. Spades or dominoes, and dominoes is my thing.
Why are those even in opposition to each other?
I think that this thing is regional. The whole conversation is regional. It's slanted because on the West Coast, I know people play spades over here.
Okay, fair. I'm on the East Coast.
It's not,
right.
It's not so, like, I don't think it's so ingrained the way it is other places. And again, my country granddaddy played dominoes.
We play like dominoes too, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, we also play dominoes. It's not like some people play dominoes.
I just feel like in my house and my household, I think my grandpa associated it with gambling, maybe. Cards.
I was about to say, is it the JW shit? Yeah, I was going to say, is it the religious shit? Mm-hmm.
He never said it. He just didn't play it. So I didn't grow up playing spades. So I started playing spades as an adult. But you know how you niggas get violent when people miscounting?
Yeah, because why are you doing that?
Why is a knife out? Can we, like,
why are you doing that?
Why is there a gun? Like,
there just happens that those things are not mutually exclusive. It's like you need to focus on the game at hand and how many books you have, and don't be under or over counting your books.
I think the implied violence that comes with spades is why I'm apprehensive to play.
I feel like dominoes, though, people like slam the tiles down.
Yeah, it's aggressive. It's like also violent.
I'm like, spades is the same way.
It's also violent. It's also violent. But Uno, but I'm good at it.
I'm good at it. Yeah, but Uno getting increasingly violent.
What,
the violence of Uno. No, Uno is getting increasingly violent now.
Uno is violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like house rules. That's, it's really giving jail.
Fuck the house rules. Fuck your fucking stacking ass house rules, you fucking cheating ass bitches. I'll say it here. Have it here first. No fucking stacking, you fucking hoes. What are y'all doing just stacking multiple cards? You can't just stack cards because you got them. No, they have a specific version of Uno for that. Called Uno Attacks. No, it's not that one. It's some other Uno. It's the evil Uno.
Don't tell the blacks that. The blacks love the evil Uno.
I'm saying it.
Tonk? I don't play Tonk.
Oh, you've never played?
I just, I think it's the card games. I did not grow up playing
them. It's so funny how, like, the religious stuff, like, permeates. Like, but niggas gamble for dominoes. I'm just like, I don't see the, like, the difference, but I'm like, because I've seen many a nigga gamble with dominoes as well.
I think my old ass granddaddy like loved dominoes, so that was
exactly
made, right. So I think that's what it was, but yeah,
He said the cards too far. The Kang, no, only Kang is the Kang, right. Jehovah, amen.
You know which Kang, you know which Kang it is. You said
okay,
it.
Other things, liking white people music. This was another one that used to get me as a kid. Not Paramore, though. I want to clarify. Not Paramore, though. There's some white people that have been considered black. There's mostly Paramore.
Yeah, there's like an acceptance. Evanescence.
I don't think we accepted them as black. We just said that shit bangs.
Okay, because I'm like, Evanescence, I feel like that was like, I listened to Evanescence.
I went hard on Evanescence. That whole era of time, I went hard.
I think some of us are sad and emotional like we are. And like when that music speaks to us, it speaks to us. And it don't matter that white people are singing it. But, you know, like in my house, I wasn't going to be able to wear no black everything. And, no, you know,
I literally said that. I was like, I probably would have been more of like an emo, but I grew up so religious. That was like considered like demonic. I never would have been able. I damn near couldn't wear tight pants. Like it was real crazy in my house. Yeah, I was trying to show off like, this booty at school. My mom was like, absolutely not.
Right. Put the cakes away.
Let's talk about some famous, unimpeachable blackish people. People whose blackness would be up for questioning, but it's not because of reasons. I only have one person here, and it's Mariah Carey, the GOAT.
Yeah.
No one has to question where she stands.
But that I think the reason why we accept her is because of that, right? Because like she draws a line herself. Yep. And she's like, I'm over here. And like I know them studio people was like, bitch, you're a white woman. You need to be over here with that guitar. And
Mariah, she said, I'm not.
She was like, Bone Thugs, where are they?
She said, I wanna sing with rappers. Thank you.
Right. Can we boys to men? Where are they? Yeah, so yeah, Mariah makes a list. Who I can't, and I will not be on a public platform caping for unimpeachable.
I think that's fair. I think she's the only unimpeachable, is the only person. Like, I literally can't think of a single other person. Like, Rashida Jones, no fucking way. Didn't even know she was black until like 5 years ago. So
yeah, she, no comment.
She rode the line for quite a while. Well, I think that we're two of the niggiest niggas out there. And our blackness is unimpeachable. So
I think blackness is unimpeachable in most of the time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, exactly. Most of the time.
Most of the time, because the rules always are, you know, we can always do that. But no, most of the time. So like for me, I think I settled on like maybe years ago, like, hey, you know, you're a black person that also likes anime. You're a black person that also may speak a certain way to people, will be like, oh, that's white, whatever. But like, you still black. Like, the way you exist in the world is black. The people that you love are black. Everybody mm-hmm. in your circle is black. So like, how at any point could anyone tell you otherwise? And that's kind of what I hold. So when people talk about taking black cards, I'm like, find it.
I'm like, you're going to have to fight a lot of people to get that card.
Yeah, you could take it. But it's not something you could take from me.
It's like Jet Li, the one, but there's like a million of me. It's like, do you know where I've been? The blackness that I've left trailed across. There's no way. Well, with that, today's episode is sponsored by the Black Community and Black Fi Black. Don't get caught slipping.
Eye emoji.
Big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Ram Freeman.
I'm Vance Go, and you can find me nigging it up on a Friday with Oxtails.
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Nandi KAYYY.
Oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people why they're white.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Gao. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Audio production by Aaron Rand Freeman. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt.